Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? Thank you so much for taking the time out to either downloading this, streaming it, and subscribing so you get notified that a new podcast has appeared wherever you get your podcasts. How's it going? I'm Cooper. There's my friend Una over
there. How are you doing?
You all right?
I'm good, yeah.
You've a very eventful day today. You got it into your mind. You got notions, basically, about the whole Oasis are in town this weekend.
And, because my FOMO is ferocious. It's keeping me up at night. Mm. I am so jealous of people who got tickets. And I admit it, I have the green eyed monster.
You do.
Where is the justice? Give me a ticket.
Why do you deserve a ticket over anyone else?
Why don't I deserve a ticket? Why does someone else deserve a ticket over me? That's the question I ask you. Anyway, if I can't get a ticket like a normal person, I'm going to find my way into Croke Park and I will be there.
All right.
So I have an ingenious idea.
Okay, well, that is still to come. I had another idea myself about arranging people to pay me to have a party.
Una.
Cooper.
You know the way I've been trying to always have a sideline, you know, to earn a little bit of extra money.
A mixer, yeah. Love
and,
those.
You know, because, you know, you can do as much as you can in your own job, but you're always left short at the end of the month. So, and I like to celebrate, I like to party, all right? But I was thinking of coming up with an idea of people actually paying for my parties. And this could work for anybody. So anybody could set this up. So just say you wanted to have a party this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know the way there's a GoFundMe, mm-hmm. yeah? All right? You GoFundMe where people might donate if, I know, you need to travel to Turkey to get your teeth and bits done, right?
Your follicles.
Yeah, yeah. But what about a GoFundMe?
Ah.
So hear me out on this one, all right? So it is GoFundMe, registered, people can donate for you to have a party. Now they don't get to come, it's just they've the good kind of feeling inside their bones and bodies.
So they get to pay out of their hard-earned money for you to party rock it.
Yeah, now if that hasn't sold you, just by telling you, I actually made a radio ad for it.
Right.
Okay. Introducing GoFundMe, the world's first crowdfunding platform for your fun. That's right. Why pay for your own party when you can let friends, family, and total strangers pay for it and not even come? Just post your dream bash, DJ, tacos, inflatable unicorns, and watch the donations roll in. It's like GoFundMe, and you're buying a chocolate fountain for your backyard.
Wait, they don't get invited?
Nope, they just get the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing you're having an awesome time without them. GoFundMe, the party's on, thanks to everybody else's wallet.
GoFundMe, fund your fun, keep the party, lose the guilt.
Are you in?
I think he's been spending too much time in the sun.
I think so.
Pretty delusional there, my friend.
I think people will buy into it.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
GoFundMe. It's one of those things that it's going to take a while for it to take off with it, to be honest.
What?
Put your phone away.
Yeah,
I'm not. No, put your phone away.
Are we on?
Yes.
Sorry.
We're always on.
No.
Yeah.
Just one of my friends sent me a picture of Jamie, my baby boy, when he was a little baby, and I was just looking, and I could smell the picture.
Yeah.
Like I could smell him, and I'm just broody, and you know.
Brilliant content.
My ovaries are twitching. What?
Jesus.
Sorry.
Hey. This is gold.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Well, we're going to do a topic on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk about what makes your ovaries twitch. but just as well, we've got things like Scally's Alley to get through the day.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
Donald Scally, what is happening this morning, please?
Today, we're asking, according to a new study, over 8,000 people in Ireland are injured by these every single year.
Ooh,
8,000 people.
All right.
They're children.
What?
Your children attack you.
They do. Of course they do. They come up and give you a big hug and, gush, 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 and then they might just, I don't know, twist your nipple for the crack or headbutt you. Or, you know, and pull your hair or something, but it's all in the name of love.
Your two sound like they should be doing wrestling. sign them up. The Summer Slam is over the weekend and on Netflix. Get them involved in that.
Yeah, I should.
Have you never gotten a headbutt from a newborn baby?
I don't think I've had a headbutt from a newborn baby. No.
Pretty sore, your nose just like swells up in the air. Is it being attacked by children?
It's not being attacked. I like your thinking.
Okay, thank you.
It's not that, no.
Good. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this question?
According to a study, over 8,000 people in Ireland are injured by these every year. What are they?
This happened to me yesterday.
Yes.
And it was a shopping basket. So,
what?
Like, you know when you go into the supermarket, you can opt for a trolley. You can go for a big one or a small one or the one that holds the two baskets. But or you can just lift up the basket. Then there's the other basket, which is the wheelie basket.
Oh, yeah.
But just the regular basket, the metal one, with the, and the things come together. Literally, it pinched my big fat hands. I picked it up and then it was just like, oh, God, it's pinching me.
I have never had that happen.
I have had that happen. It's not often, but I get what you're saying.
Oh, thank God. It's not just
you're not
me.
On your own, Cooper. Yeah, it's not the answer, though.
It's not the answer.
No, it's not.
Okay, what is the answer? 087-110-2107. The question is,
according to a study, over 8,000 people in Ireland are injured by these every year. What are these?
Get your guesses in. 087-110-2107.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
All right, Donald Scally, what are we asking this morning?
Today we're asking, according to a study, over 8,000 people in Ireland are injured by these every year. What are these?
Ooh, okay, 087-110-2107. Fantastic guesses coming in. Hello?
Morning, it's Ricky here.
Ricky!
Would the answer to Scally's Alley be pieces of Lego? I don't know. Stairs. So, like, somebody tripping up the stairs or tripping down the stairs or trying to walk down the stairs on a Saturday.
I usually nearly trip up the stairs and get new shoes.
Why? Because you're not used to them.
Yeah. Nearly face planted many stairs because of that. And Lego, yeah, I have scars on my head.
Yeah, Lego can be dangerous.
That is very true. It's got to be Lego. Around the place,
it's so painful on your toes.
It's not Lego. It's very good guess, and it's true. But this isn't the answer to the question. Stairs, very good guess.
Okay.
It's not the answer.
It's definitely toddlers, lads.
Toddlers!
I don't know what's with them. They've heads like leather as well. He gives you a nut. Boom! Big crack. It goes off laughing away. That's the best thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
You're there with a broken nose.
Yeah.
Their heads, ain't that the truth?
Their heads are so weighty as well.
Yeah, they are.
Like a bobble doll. Is it toddlers?
It's not leather head toddlers, no. Okay. No.
Or regular headed toddlers.
All regular headed toddlers, yeah.
All toddlers are equal.
Right, walking behind a car and whacking your shin off the tow bar.
Oh.
That's put any man down.
Yeah, tow bar. Walking through the car park, especially maybe you're at the Tullamore show over the weekend. Walking through, there's a tow bar in every car there.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
What's tow bar?
What's a tow bar?
I don't know what a tow bar is.
Brilliant. So you know when you see a car and it's towing a caravan or maybe a horse box.
Oh yes, yeah. And then you dush your shin off that. Oh yeah,
that's a tow bar.
That's painful.
I've
God
done that
dang
a lot of
those
times.
Tow bars.
It's very painful.
One more guess, Ian.
Do 8,000 people a year injure themselves on paper cuts?
Paper cuts.
Yeah. No, that it's very sore. A little cut like paper cut, and it's sore for ages. Yeah,
nasty.
It's nasty. It's not the answer, though, no.
Donald, I think we need to get the answer. Everyone is on the edge of their beds right now, waiting to get up and get that answer, please.
I can agree with this completely. 8,000 people in Ireland are injured by musical instruments every year.
How?
Well, just my accordion. I trap my fingers in it sometimes, like you do with a shopping basket.
Yeah.
Flutes.
Guitars.
What? Jesus. Yeah. That's what happens when you play your accordion naked. You get that trapped. You're in trouble.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una, there's one thing that I love to do on the show, and everybody gets to join in, and you get to be you. You get to be your real self, and that is really, really rude.
Really rude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm more smutty than rude. I suppose I could say I'm kind of in the gutter a little bit. But listen, I think everyone is in the gutter. But hey, it's all about who's looking at the stars.
People say to me regularly, they're like, do yourself and Una, like, do you have fun off air as well? And I'm like, it's the best crack ever. Like a night out with Una. So have you ever noticed when there's a bank holiday or if Una's going to something on a Saturday, she takes the Monday and
you
Tuesday
have to
off.
Take, no, not the Tuesday.
If there's a bank holiday,
take the Tuesday as well, yeah.
A prime example of your smuttiness was things that you can hear in the bedroom and at the Tullamore show.
It was the warm-up, as you might say, over the weekend to the ploughing championships, yes, in September, mm-hmm, which was one of the biggest and most amazing agricultural shows in the country, which is the Tullamore Show.
Yeah.
And I know iRadio were there over the weekend. They had an absolutely amazing time.
It looked class.
I wonder, was there any of the competitions that they have that goes on all the time, like guess the weight of the sheep? I used to love that, and toss the sheep and all that.
And welly throwing.
Welly throwing. Yeah. Ah, that's always good fun. But it was pretty good. But it kind of got us thinking. And you know the way we kind of behave on the show this every morning. We want to know things that you can say in the bedroom and at the Tullamore Show. Have a bit of fun with this. You know what to do. 087-1102-107. And now I know somebody who was going to go, and what they said to me kind of got me thinking that there was too many people in the queue, so they'll leave us.
What?
Things you can say at the Tullamore Show and in the bedroom.
That's a fine looking pair.
Oh.
Ah.
Who knows?
What? I'm at the Tullamore Show. There's a pair of something, something. That's the biggest one I've seen in Offaly.
You always have to take it to a different level, right? Right, you'll want to give that a good rub down first. Okay, that's what we've done. It's your turn to have a go at this. Send your voice notes on on WhatsApp, 087-1102-107. The question we're asking you to do is, you know what? Things you can say at the Tullamore Show and also in the bedroom. Everybody is performing superbly with the task that we've given them, and that is to come up with things that you could say at the Tullamore Show and also in the bedroom. 087-1102-107. What are you saying?
Mind yourself, no, she'll kick you if you go at her too quick.
Oh my God.
Tige in Poor Leash says, wow, that's a prize winner if ever I saw one.
Wow.
Make sure you wrap up.
Oh.
Yeah, safety. Safety's first. Yeah, I like that. Good.
It's all about keeping a steady rhythm, David and Sligo.
Yeah.
Woo!
Look at you, you got your button back.
Say a good one you can hear is, whoa, I wasn't expecting it to kick like that.
Oh my God. All right, 087-1102-107.
Give it a good rub before you show it off.
Brilliant.
Sarah right. Jane.
You need to go to Mass, Sarah Jane, this week. Monday morning and the morning after the weekend that was in Tullamore, which is the Tullamore Show. Well done to everybody involved. What a massive, massive show it was. 60,000 people ascended to Tullamore. The traffic control, which sheep going to which field. Which
looked fantastic.
It did. And it got us thinking. Because, like, you know, a lot of people might have hooked up over the weekend. Things that you can say at the Tullamore Show and in the bedroom on 087-1102-107.
That's a fine specimen you're handling there.
Jesus.
It's from Shauna and Leash.
Shauna should be a shoot yourself. Go to hell.
Careful now, you don't want to blow a gasket before she's finished.
Oh.
Some of the classic motors, yeah?
Emer in Longford says, are you going to shear it?
Emer needs some more
stop it. Very stop bold. Stop it. Stop very it. Bold. You're bold. You're in the gutter.
Okay.
What sort of a demonstration is this?
What sort of a demonstration? People are buying tickets to queue up and watch it.
This is brilliant. Stiersha and Goalie has one. It's bucking like mad. Hold on tight.
I think we're going to have a show meeting afterwards.
I know. Yeah.
Philip is going to wrap this up. Go for it, buddy.
She's a better fit than Daniel O'Donnell's trousers.
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Fun as always. The smutiness is real, and if you ever meet Una on a night out, you will experience that firsthand.
Listen, we're all smutty. I'm just more honest about the smuttiness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're also very honest about the fact that you can't get Oasis tickets, and you've come up with a devious plan to get into Croke Park.
It's deceptive. Okay. Yes, will it work? I think so.
What was that plan exactly? Well, have a listen.
Monday morning of a very, very important special week on the lead up to probably one of the biggest music events of the year. And I'm not talking the picnic. That's in another couple of weeks' time.
Of the past 10 years. What are you talking about?
Longer
of
than
all
that.
Time, I would say.
With the the return of Oasis and the reunion. It's coming to Dublin two nights this weekend in Croker, isn't it?
Mm.
Completely sold out. And from the very, very day the tickets went on sale, even getting on the ballot as well to get the pre-sale, I was on the pre-sale, I was on the fan site, I was on the MCD site. And do you think I was able to get tickets for Oasis, Una?
No.
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 On a daily, I check Ticketmaster for resales.
Me too.
And I saw some there last Tuesday, and they were like €750,000 each. So I'm just like, oh God. And then over the weekend, I was just like, kept checking, done deal, deals, a whole lot. Trying to find tickets was absolutely impossible. And then yesterday during dinner, I got a WhatsApp, and it said, you free Saturday night? And I'm like, oh, do you know what? I've kept Saturday free for one thing and one thing only, and that's for Oasis. And they're like, no, can you DJ and tune on Saturday? So I've actually admitted to defeat. I got a DJ this weekend.
Oh, no, you can't do it. What are you at, you big defeatist? I can't believe it.
I got to do it. I got to put, you know, food on the table.
Oh,
and to
be able, stop.
You know?
Where's the justice in that?
Come on.
Listen, I have an idea.
You do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my Oasis FOMO is fierce at the moment, right? It's so frustrating. I'm going online every hour, just checking to see if a ticket appears from some kind of divine magic. This is about justice. As I said before, we deserve those tickets. I deserve a ticket.
You do.
So if I can't get a ticket like a normal person, I'm going to try and get an in to Croke Park in a different way, yeah?
Go on, yeah.
I'm going to try and get a job there. So, you know the way there's always like chippy vans around these concerts, yeah?
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, standard chippy vans, yeah. But what about ice cream vans? Everyone loves ice cream.
Weather's good for this week as well.
Yeah. So, I want to source an ice cream van to get it into Croker. And, wait for it, we can have little jingles, Oasis jingles like this. Wait for it.
Okay, go on.
I want to lick forever.
Oh, Jesus. We've moved away from the things you can do in the Tullamore show.
No, but this, licking the ice cream. Licking the ice cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm looking to source an ice cream van to try and get into Grove Park. And I think it's doable.
Okay.
Okay, so ice cream men, are you listening? 0871102107. You know, contact me. And I want to lick forever could be real. It could happen.
You need to, like, listen to yourself when you say things, you know? What you just said on the...
What?
Okay, 087-1102-107. Have you an ice cream van that you're willing for Una to take up to Croke Park on Saturday, maybe, or Sunday?
I don't mind either or.
You're easy.
I'm easy. And
for both nights for Oasis.
Yeah, and if you have any jingles, Oasis jingles as well, that you want to add to the Lick Forever one, let me know.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You've really committed to this. Now, I've given up...
I'm just determined.
If you didn't hear what we were talking about, I've given up hope on getting... these tickets for Oasis. It's just not going to happen. Just have to accept it.
I'm not down in tools. Not until the fat lady sings. And I ain't singing just yet.
I don't think Liam's going to be happy that you call him fat lady.
I'm talking about myself. Go on.
Okay, you're right. So you are looking for what exactly?
So I figure if I can't get a ticket like a normal person, I need to get myself an inn. So I need to be working somewhere.
Mm.
So obviously there's going to be chippy vans there. That's standard at any concert, right? But
yeah.
I'm like, why is there ice cream vans there? Because people love ice cream. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of getting myself an ice cream van. And going in with Oasis jingles, because those ice cream van jingles are getting very tired and dated. They could do it an update anyway with an Oasis makeover.
Okay. You know what I mean? What are you thinking?
So, like, I was saying, I want to lick forever, which is really, you know, that's decent.
Yeah.
And so, Sive in Galway has been in touch with this jingle.
Hey, Sive.
So, instead of What's the Story, Morning Glory?
Yeah.
Right? What's the story, Knickerbocker Glory?
Oh, very good.
I love it, Amy says, don't look back in hanger. Yeah, very good.
Hanger, okay.
And Jamie has this jingle. We're all part of an ice cream van instead of master plan.
You know what I mean?
All part of an ice cream van. So this could work, lads.
So we need to source you an ice cream van, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, 087-1102-107.
I'll even give the ice cream out for free. I just want just to be in there.
Who's paying for the ice cream?
I don't know.
Giving it out for free?
I don't know. I won't even...
I have a funny feeling that we're just about to get a WhatsApp from somebody saying, you can have my ice cream van. And then once you said free, they threw their phone into the sea.
No. Okay, I won't give it out for free.
Okay.
Oh, come on, all ice cream people.
There'll be €20 on ice cream. They'll be extortionate.
Yeah, they will be extortionate. Yeah.
Philip is pointing something out, though.
Una, I hate to tell you no, but ice cream vans are fairly big. They're hair park.
What are you trying to imply, Philip? Right. I'm an excellent parker.
You're not. 087-1102-107. Have you an ice cream van for Una to take to Croker for Oasis? Listen, if you haven't heard, I've just given up hope on trying to get Oasis tickets. Couldn't get them when the first sales went, and I literally held out till yesterday.
You're a defeatist. I'm just really disappointed with you and your whole attitude to this. It sucks. It stinks.
You're still holding out, though.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm going to, like, come hell or high water, I'll be at Croke Park this weekend. I'm like, getting in.
Just to be very clear, everyone thinks that, oh, they work in radio, surely they can get tickets.
Nah.
Literally, it is like, I did ask last week, MCD, and they went, ha! That was literally what I got back.
No, yeah, I saw it.
In an emoji form.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not even a hard text, but an emoji. Not even as a text, they replied, you know, long hold.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, last time you're getting favours from this guy.
What favours do you give MCD?
So, but you've come up with an idea that you reckon that you'd be able to get into Croke Park basically as a vendor.
In an ice cream van.
Yeah. Yeah,
in an ice cream van.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have ice cream vans at concerts nowadays, do they? Some do. Anyway, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have jingles, Oasis-style jingles, because, you know, the ice cream vans at the moment, they're dated.
Well, for anybody...
Yawn. Okay, we've got new ones, like, what are our ones? What's the story?
Knickerbocker
glory.
Yeah!
I want to lick forever. Anyway, so...
You hear yourself.
I do hear myself. I'm coming up with this ingenious idea. All I need now is someone to give me a loan of their ice cream van so I can get into Croke Park.
Well, good news, we might have an ice cream van, and I've been told that we're going to be talking to somebody who has an ice cream van on the show tomorrow morning.
Oh my God, amazing.
Don't get too excited.
Ask and you will receive.
Don't get too excited.
Oh my God, this is happening.
We have found somebody with an ice cream van. That's all we have. There's no promises.
Don't tease me now.
You know, and if it doesn't happen, don't look back in anger.
Oh, God.
Sorry. We did get a message, though, from Dublin City Council.
Morning, folks. Dublin City Council here.
How are you?
I'm afraid Miss O'Carroll is banned from Croke Park. 1 kilometre radius.
Oh.
This is due to her traffic infringements the last time she attended the region. The congestion was blatant mental. She caused the state a lot of money. She will be escorted from Dublin City Centre by the armed response unit if she does attend.
The armed response unit.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We can only pray that you get to where you need to go to the Oasis gig this weekend. But come here, never mind that. We'll talk to the ice cream van man tomorrow and we see can we get you up there, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ready for a game?
Always.
It's all about truth. It's all about trash. What are we doing?
Truth or trash.
All right, it's just about that time, the same time of the day, where we play Truth or trash. It's a game where we have facts and you've got to tell us what they are. Somebody says I don't need to work on that part of the sound that they like when it just trails off into randomness.
Really?
Yeah. I'm good with that. Right, truth or trash. We got facts. You got to tell us are they truth or trash. Donald Scally, what have you got?
My fact is the KFC slogan, finger licking good, was mistranslated as eat your fingers off in China. In China.
Eat your fingers off.
Yeah. Just how it goes, I suppose.
Eat your fingers.
Finger licking good.
Eat your fingers off.
It's
very possible because, you know, a lot of things are lost in translation, Una.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
I'm going to say that's true.
You lock that in?
I'm locking it in.
Do you know what? I'm going to lock this in trash.
Okie dokes. It is true.
What?
The translation did not convey the original casual and appetizing tone and instead sounded a bit gruesome and confusing, so it was amended later.
You think? That is pretty gruesome.
KFC, eat your fingers off.
Una.
Yo.
Would you like me to go?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. In the early 2000s, a few entrepreneurial ice cream vendors in Osaka, which is in Japan, decided to make the waiting experience more entertaining by putting in karaoke machines on the side of their vans. And the name of the vans were Sing for Your Sprinkles.
I am going to say that's true because I think the Japanese really enjoy karaoke.
They love karaoke.
They love karaoke.
That is true.
Yeah. Imagine singing for your sprinkles then.
I would love that.
You could work this into your whole Oasis
thing. I'm telling you.
Who's looking for an ice cream van, by the way?
To get myself into Croke Park for the Oasis kids.
She thinks you can just drive in with an ice cream van.
Why can't you? Who's going to stop me?
Who's
going to stop me?
Yeah. We love no
the
loves
police.
No loves the
cats.
A screwball. Right, what are you saying? Lock it in. What are you saying?
True.
I think
true.
That's trash.
You think it's trash?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I don't like the name Sing For Your Sprinkles.
Okay.
Oh, you...
you lock it in there. Don't lock it in.
Yeah.
It's truth or trash? Truth or trash?
Trash.
What do you think of that, Una?
Oh, it's true.
No, that's AI generated. I got a picture. No, that's all trash.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's all. I made that up. Then I got AI to make a little ice cream van with a little karaoke machine at the side of it.
Looks good, doesn't it?
To the facts. Yeah.
But I think this can be part of your design for your one.
Don't try and get an in on my ice cream van now, right? If there's only one ticket, I'm getting it.
All right.
Anyway, so me.
What have you got, Una?
So the reason for the Gallagher brothers' rift all those years ago back in 2009 has been leaked. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's because in 2009, Oasis tried to launch their own ice cream brand called, wait for it, Scoopersonic. But Noel and Liam had a big falling out about whether vanilla or rum and raisin was more rock and roll. So the big massive fight about it, and then Scoopersonic never actually happened. It didn't happen.
God, that's mad.
Yeah.
Mad tip.
So that was it. Like, you know, Noel was like, vanilla's better. Liam's like, rum and raisin, our kid. You know.
I could see this. I did hear that there was a falling out over, there was food involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something very small that they'd probably kick off about over nothing.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds very true.
So who wanted it to be vanilla?
Noel.
Yeah, that explains an awful lot.
Mm.
And rum and raisin was Liam.
Liam, yeah.
Also very like his personality.
Yeah.
You know. Do you know what? I'm going to say that's true and I'm locking it in. I reckon Noel and Liam fell out over ice cream flavours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be true.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Yeah.
All right.
It's actually trash. Oh, I made it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We just entertained you for once. Yeah, let's go along with it. Yeah.
But isn't that really good? They should think about that. Scoopersonic.
You say you made it up, but it could have happened. We still don't know.
We still don't know what the rift was about.
Yeah. I heard somebody threw a plum at somebody, and then they all just fell out over it.
A plum.
Oh. I know. So it could be the ice creams. Anyway, that's true. It's a trash. We'll do it again tomorrow with more mad facts. Also, we are trying to find an ice cream van for Una to drive to Croke Park. This is going to be the last shout out first. I think your reputation for not being able to park, and also the fact you didn't know what a tow hitch was, and also what else was it? Oh, you didn't.
I don't need a tow hitch.
You wanted to give out the ice cream for free.
I was just being that's because I'm. That's just my soul.
So
that's my personality. I'm kind by nature.
I think all the ice cream vans have backed into garages and pulled the shutters down. So maybe not. 087-110-2107. Have you got one?
Can I borrow it?
Yeah, please. Even if it's broke down, we can push it to Croker.
Yeah.
There's your challenge there for you.
Don't forget to follow, rate and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
Can I give you a tip about truth or trash? I love your facts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into too much detail, then we know it's BS.
Listen, my facts, whether they be BS or not, are the most interesting. And I love the ones I make up in my own head.
Which is literally everyone.
No, not always.
Speaking of things that might be true or not, we heard that a certain huge pop star was in Ireland doing a tour.
He is.
And you got it into your mind that he was doing the route.
Route 69.
Harry Styles, Kate Mealy-Falcha. Weather is looking good this week. 21 to 26 degrees, rather humid as well. Perfect weather if you're maybe on holidays in Ireland and touring around our lovely Emerald Isle and you're thinking to yourself, where'll I go? What'll I do? What'll I see? Who will I meet? Well, maybe if you were in Nace or Wicklow or in the Dublin Mountains over the weekend, you might have met Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Harry Styles is currently in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But what the deuce is he doing here, Una? Is he just on holidays or what's he at?
It's a little bit of both. Business and pleasure.
Okay, go on.
So word on the street is that He's doing a little tour here of his new products. You know, his new line called Pleasing, because it's, you know, essentially it's toys for grown-ups, yeah. So, Harry is doing Route 69.
The what now?
So the Route 69 in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
So Route 69 starts up the top.
Right at the top.
In Muff. And okay. So he'll be starting his tour in Muff, and then he'll be heading down along the coast onto Cock Mountain. Okay. And then he's going to leave Cock Mountain and he's heading on to Meath, to Knobber.
Oh, hell!
Ah, hell. And from Knobber, where'll he go to?
Well, I suppose he could go down the East Coast, past there. I suppose he could stop off at Fanny's Town.
And from there, he'll make his way to the Green and Red of Mayo. And apparently, he's going to be holding his Pleasing finale party on Cock Island. And word on the street is, yeah, he's going to be singing a rendition of this song.
Oh, the Green and Red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills where the ocean kisses.
So this is a very detailed rundown of Harry Styles' itinerary while he's here. Where did you get all this?
Well, I suppose I kind of made it up, but I'm hoping that by saying it, I will manifest it and it will all happen and we can all be heading to Cock Island in Mayo.
Miss the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, there's our fun show. Join us weekday morning, 7 till 10 a.m. on iRadio. And if you get to listen to the podcast and you're trying to think, how do I get this every day? If you hit follow and subscribe, it pops up on your notifications and there you go. It's in your phone or wherever you do listen to it.
Yeah. Now, if I do get my ice cream van, maybe I can bring some people along to Oasis, smuggle them in.
Are you still talking about this? Okay. Thank you so much. Keep listening out for more podcasts from iRadio. And we'll see you tomorrow morning on iRadio from 7 till 10 a.m.
Peace.